Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Maybe I'm one of the crazy ones. Maybe I'm one of the radical crazy ones, but I'm sick and tired of losing. And I got to tell you the truth, I don't think God is glorified through defeat. Now, I believe he can be glorified in defeat. I believe he can take a defeat and do something good out of it. But I'm going to tell you something. In this winner-take-all world in which we live, the world is not drawn to losers. You understand what I'm saying? The world's not drawn to losers. I was up early this morning. When I get up early, it means something seriously going on inside my heart, and I couldn't wait to run here and share all this with you. Hey, Jared, I just sent you a link. Just did send it to you. I want you to pull that one up there. I hope you got it. I know you got it. I just sent it to you. We've got our brother Chad on down there in Temple, Texas, down in Austin, Texas, capital area. And something came across my screen yesterday. Hey, Rich, I'm so sick and tired of watching these weeny feminists and these weeny feminist husbands and these weeny feminist socialists and these weeny feminist professors running everything. I'm sick and tired of it, brother. I am sick and tired of it. And I'm also sick and tired of thinking from the pulpit, hearing men believing, teaching that we should be compliant to the rules of the devil. I am so sick of it, I can't even hardly stand it. And I don't know if you saw this or not, Donald Trump fired his first person last night. You're fired. The attorney general who refused to enforce his executive orders. Where was that disobedience on our side when Obama was doing all his crap? Where was the righteous men of God in government service? And nope, I ain't putting up with that. We're not putting up. I ain't doing that. Where is it? And all of you out there who hated Trump, never Trump. You know what he's doing? He's showing you what a real man looks like. Now, hang on. Not a Christian man, but a real man. Unfortunately, those are not the same anymore. He's standing up. He is taking on the giants. And you know what I'm afraid of? JR, I'm afraid of that the sissified church is going to let him down, baby. The sissified church ain't going to play their part. He's jumped up. He's blocking the door. He's opening doors and he's closing doors. And the church is running and hiding again. I got my buddy Chad in here. Chad's down in Austin, Texas. Jared, throw it up here on the screen. Arlington Representative Tenderholt gets death threats over a bill to make abortion a crime. Some brave legislator, Tenderholt, down there he is, Representative Tony Tenderholt, has been placed under Texas Department of Public Safety Protection after receiving a number of death threats over his bill to abolish abortion in Texas, according to his political consultant, Luke Macias. Now, Chad's down there in Texas. Chad, can you get, I played a video of him yesterday. You know what he's calling? He's calling Christians, please come. Please come. I need you now. Come now. Come now. Come now. February 25th, I think it is. Come now. Please come and stand with me. He said, I don't need 10 of you. I don't need 20 of you. I don't need 100 of you. I need thousands of you. Come now. Come now. So here we got a champion who is standing for the life, standing for the cause of Christ, standing for life. And he has to appear. See, the freaking lesbos are going to be there tomorrow. And our side, now we'll pray for you, Brother Tenderholt. We'll pray for you. God's will be done, brother. God's will be done. Hey, Brother Tenderholt, we appreciate your heart, Brother Tenderholt, but just preach the gospel, Brother Tenderholt, and just get people saved. Don't get caught up into the political realm. You know, this is not our home. We're just passing through. Anybody say amen? Huh? Amen? Amen. Amen. And he says, please now, I need you now. Chad, what can you fill us in on down there, brother? Chad, that's your cue. You're muted. Well, I was just talking to him. Yeah, I was just talking to him. Chad, get yourself unmuted. We'd love to hear from you down there. I gave you a great opening to jump in here. And what Tenderholt did, Chad's got some backroom story. I want him to be able to get in here and tell us. I'm trying to get you here, and I've tried to scroll down on your screen, and it's not working. So here we have again. See, courage engenders courage. That's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about courage. Courage engenders courage.
Okay, I got it now, Dave.
There you go, Chad. Tell us what's going on down there, bud.
Okay, well, yeah, he got some threats, and so but they get threats down here quite often. But this was a little bit more serious because of the circumstances, and then he got several. So they've got security detail attached to him now, and there's several other bills.
You said he stood alone at the beginning. Is that right, Chad?
Yeah, he was. That's what I was just getting ready to say, is that he was by himself initially. He stood there just single-handedly as a and then finally, some other people joined on with him, about six other elected officials. So, you know, they kind of spread it out a little bit, you know. And so they have co-sponsors, what they call that on the bill.
And so some guys have stepped in with him. I wish I could find that video yesterday where he makes out. It was on Facebook. I saw it on Facebook where he made an appeal. Please come. Please, I need you to come. JR, can you believe that he has to appeal to the church to come and stand up for him? Can you believe this? Please come. Please come and help me. He has laid it all on the line. Jared, you're getting there. Oh, you're going to find it. Keep looking, Jared. I love the way that you do it, man.
Well, he needs to be supported, okay? Just like the governor that was over there in North Carolina, they were trying to push that back in the a few months ago, and he went out there on a limb, and nobody helped him. Nobody helped him.
So, by the way, that's what happened with Mike Pence too, in Indianapolis. He went out on a limb, religious liberty. The homos showed up. The church doesn't show up. Well, he capitulates. Hey, guys, come on, man. We're at war right stinking now. We're at war. And if you can't see that Trump is taking on every one of these sacred cows, every one of them, he's taking them on, and he has to beg. We have to get guys to beg for the church to show up. What? Look at this. Lawmaker Tenderholt says jail for women for abortions. Ah, this is my kind of guy. He wants to jail women. See, if it's murder, it's murder, is it not? Boy, I don't know where it is, Jared. You're doing a good job trying to find it. But yesterday, I think it was on my Facebook page, he did a 30-second video. Come out here. I need you. I need you. I need you. Please come and stand. Now, that's what I want to talk about today. Why won't we? Why won't we? What is wrong with us that we cannot understand, that we can't sit? See, I'm talking about me now. I sit in my house and I watch this bull crap that's going on over at our local airport here in Columbus. Why aren't we already out there? Why are we not? Why is the loyal opposition already out there? Why aren't all the hundreds of thousands of good, God-fearing men and women who supported the closing of the wall to keep those terrorists out? Why aren't we up back there crushing that little band of weenies that are over there? Why aren't we? Why aren't we? It's why we lose. Why aren't we?
We don't even have to be out there with an anti-message. You could be out there with a "we stand for rule of law" message.
That's right.
And it's like Trump is a front line of a football team, clearing out a hole a mile wide for a running back to run through.
Yeah, and we won't do it.
Quarterback hands the ball off to the church, and the church is a quadriplegic that can't even hold on to it and fumbles it the second they touch it.
Okay, man, I'm going to get you now. Quit calling out the church. That's what you always tell me. But I'm with you, brother. I know what you're saying. Yeah, Mike.
I think we got to get off this church stuff. and just be organized. See, it's like your salt and light brigade. That's what you got to go by. Just go by the people you've got and just organize it that way. Quit looking to the church, because all we see is the mess we're still in. Nobody has the guts, and they all are kowtowing to the 501(c) crap and all of that. It still lingers in the atmosphere. You got to drop the atmosphere.
I get you, Mike, but listen to me. Hey, folks, it ain't a 501(c)(3). Those guys are cowards by nature. They're cowards by nature. And the 501(c)(3) is simply an excuse for them to hide. Now, if I'm Donald Trump's advisor, you know what I do right now? I say, hey, Donald, tomorrow, executive order, freeing the pastors. Get rid of that 501(c)(3) muzzle. Get rid of it now and call them out, Donald. Do it now, Donald. Get rid of the 501(c)(3) muzzle and call them out now. That's what needs to happen. Because then they will expose those sissies, expose those who are building their own kingdoms, expose those who are standing in the pulpit and saying, we were all refugees, as if law-breaking. See, I got into an argument. Oh, I'm feeling this one. I got in an argument yesterday for some guy on the internet. And you know what he said? Oh, coach, if you read the Bible's very clear that we're to reach out to the refugees. We're Christians. We're supposed to reach out to them. It's what our nation was built on. I said, well, hey, listen, I ain't got no problem with that, bud. But why do you want to selectively use the Bible? Why, when we got to rescue refugees, are we a Christian nation? But when it comes to killing babies, we ain't a Christian nation. When it comes to men laying, having sex with other men, we're not a Christian nation. Well, then there's a separation between the church and the state. And I said, here's what ought to happen. We ought to get the government the hell out of it. And if your church wants to bring in 10 of them and take care of them, then go for it. Go be a Christian. But quit laying it off on the government and on the taxpayers to enforce what you believe to be Christianity, if you're not going to let Christianity go across the board. You guys understand what I'm saying? It's that freaking selective Christianity. Selective.
Absolutely.
We're all refugees. Yeah, and 60 million babies are being aborted. Come on here.
It doesn't matter what level of combat you're talking about. If you have to plan a mission to go out and defeat the enemy, you better make sure that any subversive actors in your own team are taken care of before you go meet that enemy.
Got to make sure when all the shooting starts that all the enemies in front of you. Is that what you're saying, Larry? Yeah, that's what I would say. Absolutely. Make sure all the enemies in front of you when you start shooting, brother. It's that friendly fire that'll get you every time. I feel you, Rich. What are you going to say?
Well, I just, you know, Trump just took their excuse from them. The church has followed Obama for 8 years because
they have.
They're supposed to submit to authority. But now that's all gone out the window, I guess.
Now Trump's the authority, and they don't want to force others to submit to the authority,
right? That's
right. Huh? Come on, guys. Come on, let's stand. Hey, Jay, let's go.
Where are we going?
We're going to Joshua. You say when or where? Both.
When are we going to Texas?
I'm going to go to Texas on the 25th. Chad, you hear me? Clear out your rest area. We're coming in there. I'm going to need a place to sleep. You clear it out. I'm coming down to Texas.
Me too.
All right, there you go. Two of us. Go to Joshua 1. Joshua. Oh, man. What makes a muskrat guard his musk? Courage. Where's our courage? If we can't see that God has blocked the door with Donald Trump, if we can't see that, if we are going to be like actors that miss the call, that miss our opportunity on the stage, if that's what we're going to be, oh my goodness, how can we miss this? How can we miss this? I should be right now. In fact, I might go. I might go over that. If they're over at the airport, I may go all by myself with my bullhorn, stand over with my abortion picture, and give them the finger, the number one finger. Jesus is number one. I might go do that today. I might. I got to go to, I won't say where I'm going to go. I'm in Joshua chapter 1. Remember, these aren't Bible studies. These are principles. These are principles. Now, after the death of Moses, a servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Jesus, Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. It's your turn now. Paul the apostle, he's dead. Peter's dead. Jesus is dead. All the disciples are dead. They're all dead. It's your turn now, Rich. So your turn. Moses, my servant's dead. Okay, who's up next? Who's up now? Next. Now, therefore, rise, go over this Jordan, you and this people, unto the land which I gave to them, even to the children of Israel. Now, America was given to us. It wasn't given to the Muslims. It wasn't given to the atheists. It wasn't given to the lesbians and the homos. And it wasn't given to the God-hating liberals. Am I right or am I right here? Huh? Huh? And so we're letting them come in and steal our stinking land right from us, loving their vile behavior more than we love our Lord, standing and permitting their vile behavior rather than defending the cross. That's what we're doing. Say, Coach, you're sounding militant. Damn right. I'm just reading the Bible. Every place, Rich, the sole your foot treads upon, I've given that to you. Time out. Can I give you a New Testament? Can I give you a New Testament, what do they call that? Confirmation? How about this one? All power is given unto me both in the heaven and the earth. Go ye therefore into all the world, the gospel of Jesus Christ, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age. So God said to Joshua, you go, brother, wherever you step, it belongs to you. And Jesus, when just before he left, he said, I've given all power unto you. Go get it, occupy it till I come back. It's all yours. So I'll say, Coach, why, you're preaching dominionism. Well, what the hell are you preaching? Submissionism? What is this? Jesus is Lord or he's not Lord. Jesus is either Lord of all or he's not Lord at all. He's either Lord of the government or he's not Lord of the government. He's either Lord of the church or he's not Lord of the church. He's either Lord over the homosexual or he's not Lord over the sexual. He is either, see, he ain't just part white Lord. He's Lord of all. He's Lord of all. And we have seen strangers come into our midst and they are eating up the land that was given to us. Every place you put your feet, it's yours. Verse 5. From sea to shining sea, even under the great river, the river Euphrates, all the lands of the Hittites, from California to New York, to Boston to L.A., pride in every American heart, and it's time we stood and say, there shall not be any man able to stand before you all the days of your life. Why, Rich? Because he's in us. See, he's in us. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you, and I'll not fail thee nor forsake thee. But, there's a but, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto your forefathers to give to them. Only be strong. Very courageous. See, we're going to have to do something. It's ours, but we're going to have to do something. That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. Stop killing babies. Stop letting homos marry each other. Stop having the government steal from us. Stop letting families get divorced. Stop letting the government become lord of all. He said, there's some things that you're going to have to do, which my servant commanded thee. Don't you turn to the left or to the right. You ain't a liberal and you ain't a conservative. You're a Christian. That you mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Observe to do. Observe to do. Observe to do. Not observe to pray about. Observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded you, you bunch of sissies? Be strong and have good courage. Be not afraid and be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. They didn't even have the Holy Spirit then. They didn't even have the Holy Spirit. What's the Lord say? Hey man, every place you put your foot, that's ours. Let's go get it. Let's go get it. So we got these flaming whatever's at the airport, trying to influence what's going on in Washington, D.C., and they are relentless, and they organize in their churches, and their churches of Satan, they get organized. And in the churches of America, we sit and pray for the refugees. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Great principle teaching, Coach. Two principles within that teaching. Verse 7, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left.
Liberal or conservative.
Once you know what God wants you to do and puts you on assignment, stick to it. Don't get sidetracked. Don't allow yourself to be swayed by arguments. Go for what God wants. And then in verse 8, it says, then thou shalt have good success. After you've done the things before, the then, that's when the good success comes. If you neglect those things, doing those things before the then, don't expect success.
So God's sitting back and he's looking down on us. He said, listen, I blocked the door. I sent a wedge buster in there. I sent a wedge buster in there for y'all because you ain't got enough gonads on your own to do it. So I sent a man, an ungodly, an unrighteous man. I sent a bulldozer in there and he's blocked that stinking door and he's locking down every one of those ungodly pillars. He's knocking them all down. Now, boys, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to go. You got to go help the guy do it. JR, am I missing something here? Am I missing something here? George, Rich, am I missing something here?
You're not missing anything. And Muslims are doing seven. They're putting foot on the land and they're claiming it.
That's right.
They're putting
that's
their right. foot in our churches, in our schools, and they're claiming them.
They're scaring us, JR. They've scared us. We don't want to stand up and push back and fight back against them. We're scared. Some guy down in, some righteous man down in Texas wants to save babies. And here'll come the homos and the pro-abortion. Here they'll come. And then he's got to beg, please, will some Christians come with me, please? Will you please come down here and stand with me, please? There ought to be 100,000 Christians down there with that guy, demanding the end to abortion. But you know why they won't do that? Hey, Chad, they won't do it because they're ruled by their emotions. See?
The church is so weak.
David, hey. Spiritual welfare. They went and voted for Trump. And they want him to do everything for them. That's why they went and did their part, and now they're back home doing nothing.
Why are they doing nothing, Rich? There's one very important reason we need to put our finger right on it.
They're
cowardly. they're cowardly.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, George.
Coach, you said that earlier. That's exactly right. You couldn't have said it better. They're cowards, but you know what we're needing are the true shepherds. And what we're seeing at large in the church today, I believe, is a bunch of hirelings that are looking for their own self-interest. But you know what? There are some true shepherds, and those are the ones we need. Because I believe all God needs is a remnant. He's always – all he's ever called for is a remnant. And through the remnant, he does great things.
That's right. We have to wake the remnant up, George, and say, listen, standing and praying in your house ain't good enough. You have to pray as you go. You have to do both. You have to go and you have to pray as you go. And unfortunately, we are so disorganized. I was thinking about this yesterday, Roger. Think of all the churches who met last week across America. Think of them. The Bible-believing churches. What if the pastors are unified the way the devil's team's unified? Trump gives that executive order, and then that night, our airports are steaming with God haters. How's that happen? How does that happen? Well, Trump's in charge. Rich, you're right. Trump's in charge. It'll be okay now. Yeah? I'm going to tell you this. He ain't going back down. He ain't going back down. But we are right now. I ran the I formation. I don't know if you guys understand football or not. As I formation. Tailback was a feature. Name all the great tailbacks you've ever heard of. Eddie George and OJ before he went to head chopping. And Marcus Allen and Billy Sims and Earl Campbell and Jim Brown. These are the guys, the big guy at the back that they gave the ball to. But you know what they always had in front of them? Fullback. They always had a fullback. And what did that fullback do? That fullback ran interference. He ran in front of the tailback, Archie Griffin, and Pete Johnson. Pete Johnson ran in front of Archie Griffin to knock down the opposition. Donald Trump's the freaking fullback. He's the fullback. He's clearing the way. He's giving the ball to the church. Come on, church. Well, pray for him. Oh, Lord, well, let's pray that those homosexuals and those angry women find Jesus. Trump says, let's crush them and then pray for them. Let's crush them and then pray for them. Say, Coach, that's not very Christian. Really? Really? We're at war, baby. We're at war. We're at war. I'm looking over here at my stuff. Just somebody jump in there. Get it off your chest now. Get it off of your chest now.
Here's what I'll get off.
When this show's over, don't say, I wish I would have said. Say it now.
here's what I'll get off my chest. Someone made a comment on the huddle a couple of days ago. When has been the last time that you've seen a pastor lead his congregation in a battle against evil? And I thought on that for days. I've never seen it. I've never seen my pastor raise his hand and say, let's go. Let's go take on that evil. Now, on Sunday, he'll talk about the evil, but I've never been led by him or been in a church that has been led by a pastor to go take on evil.
He's personalized the evil, see? He thinks that if he just speaks against the evil and you don't do it, you don't engage in that evil, he's done his job, see? He doesn't understand 1 John 3:8. For this purpose the Son of Man was manifest, he destroyed the works of the devil. And the works of the devil are all around us. Hey, JR, not only are the works of the devil all around us, the devil's kids are in charge. The devil's kids are making all of the laws. And now we got this fullback who's going in and crushing those rulers and those laws. And the church is sitting back saying, what? Huh? Me? Us? No, I'm just going to preach the gospel. I'm just going to get people saved. Except you ain't even doing that. You ain't getting people saved. Who are you fooling? Well, you're making them twice the children of hell when you do get them saved. If I do say so myself. All right. Here we go. Y'all ready? Y'all with me? I know. Where do I start here, Lord? I want to show you something. Hey, Rich. Hey, Jared, go to my stuff I sent you. Pull up, says Coach News with Views. I had somebody send me this today. You know, I write a commentary every week at News with Views. Look at this. Somebody sent this to me. I wrote this on February 7, 2013, 4 years ago. Huh? See if your pastor will talk like this. Follow the bouncing crotch. That was the message sent at halftime of the Super Bowl Sunday night. The word crotch probably makes you uncomfortable. Well, it does me. But why does my writing the word crotch make some of you more uncomfortable than watching the performance? Beyonce is a peddler of soft porn, dancing half naked, has become mainstream. The most watched sporting event in world history, had a stripper for halftime entertainment. The only thing missing was the pole and the laps upon which she could dance. Call me a prude, but it was a sad day in America. This is even Saturday for Black America. What a poor message to send to young Black girls in America. The number one role model inside the Black American culture is a soft porno queen. Sluttiness is so mainstream that mere 2 weeks prior to the Super Bowl, this crotch rocket led the nation in singing the national anthem at the inauguration of America's first Black president. Porn's gone mainstream. Beyonce is an American idol. The president's wife said they want their daughters to be just like her. I'm not making this up. 4 years ago, I wonder if the Obamas would want their daughters to expose themselves in such a vile, perverted way as this 30-year-old Christian stripper. Whatever happened to shame? Whatever happened to modesty? It was disgusting, but we're used to it, aren't we? My, what tolerant, accepting, non-judgmental folk we've become. If cigarette commercials encourage young people to smoke, what does Beyonce's behavior encourage young people to do? I switched the channel. I didn't like the thoughts that were dancing in my head. I was feel sorry for 15-year-old testosterone-powered teenage boy. What chance does he have of resisting Delilah's taunts? I posit her behavior is more devastating to America than the events at Sandy Hook. How many girls will give it up in their desire to be like Beyonce? How many young boys had their first experience with lust of the eye at the halftime of the family-friendly Super Bowl? Wonder where I can see more of it. How many churches had this halftime show playing up on the big screen at their Super Bowl party? How many fathers were caught by surprise, were not prepared to protect the eyes of their young children in the room? The lights went out in the Superdome as a reflection of the darkness in America. And this didn't happen by accident, you know. Millions of dollars were spent by media experts researching what the viewers of the game are interested in so that the advertisers can cater the commercials to their targeted customers. The NFL did research as well. They pride themselves on their spectacular show. Nothing happens by chance. Even the wardrobe malfunction that occurred a few years ago. Did they not know that the dancers were going to appear in their skivvies, spreading their legs, constantly exposing their private areas, the lustful eyes of Budweiser-laced NFL fans? Was the NFL putting the stamp of approval on the viewing of soft porn as a family-friendly event? I wonder how many pastors will speak about it from the pulpit this Sunday. I wonder how many mothers will sit down with their daughters and explain that exposing your most personal areas is not what young ladies should do. Better yet, I wonder how many daddies will point out to their daughters how disappointed he would be if she were to act like that. Where was Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton pointing out the secularization of Black women by the NFL? Where was the Now gang chirping on about the exploitation of women as sex objects? All Beyonce was missing was the pink breast cancer socks that the players often wear. Referee should have thrown a flag. I missed something? Were there any white girls on the show acting like sluts, or is that something we've come to expect only of black girls? Is it any wonder that 70% of black children today are born out of wedlock? Dr. King wanted black women to be judged by the content of the character, not the flashing of their flesh. Where's the diversity? A young black woman from Jennifer Hudson opened the Super Bowl by singing God Bless America. Another young black woman, Alicia Keys, sang the national anthem. Of course, Beyonce rounded out the BAT version of Super Bowl entertainment by dancing around in her skivvies. Did I miss something? Am I racist for pointing that out? Certainly the slutty Madonna or Lady Gaga would have been happy to expose themselves by pole dancing on the floor of the Superdome. By the way, Lady Gaga's doing it this year. Can someone help me here? Was womanhood edified by Beyonce's performance? Was the dignity of black women elevated by Beyonce's slutty behavior? Was decency modeled by the Beyonce crotch exposure? Thank you, NFL. Thank you, CBS. Thank you, New Orleans. Thank you, Beyonce. They should all apologize to the rest of the world for their glorification of smut as a representation of American freedom. It's enough to make the Boy Scouts accept homosexual scoutmasters. 4 years ago. Four freaking years ago.
This was 4 years ago.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable where we are. And has the church risen up and done anything over the last 4 years? They're going to put Lady Gaga up there. Lady Gaga. Why can't they put some fine Christian performer up there and glorify America and glorify the Lord and talk about wholesome things? Right. Lady Gaga. Hey, Kevin, it's demonic, brother. It's demonic, see? Oh, I don't want to come back and get caught up with that, but it's demonic, baby, and they're doing it on purpose. Don't think they aren't, huh? Yeah, somebody said in a JR said Nehemiah prayed on his way to the battle. Okay, here we go. Let me get you fired. Oh, I'm going to run out of time here today. Was that something, Rich, what I just wrote there? Is that ever something? Unbelievable. And now we look around. I was watching Michelle and I was joking chatting the other night. I was watching a video of Nancy Sinatra. Remember her? These boots were made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are going to walk all over you. And I was watching the video of it.
You're showing your age.
I am. And they bring the dancers out behind them. And the dancers are doing the pony or whatever that thing was called. And that was risque. They started swinging their arms. And, woo, they're really pushing the envelope. Oh, my goodness, they're really pushing the envelope here. Nancy Sinatra was. And then we get them now, and they're down there shaking their butts. What do they call that? Twerking or whatever. Right in our homes. 50 million, 60, 100 million people will watch it. And those football players wear them sissy pink socks when all they do is take advantage of women. That's all they do. All those daddyless babies in the black community, and those guys got the gall to act like they care about women and wear out pink socks out there. Give me a stinking break. Hey, Chad, you know why? Excuse me. Because they have made us focus on our emotions. We know this. Women are the emotional creature. It just happened upstairs. My wife, I was sitting there doing some show prep, and all of a sudden I hear my wife screaming. I mean screaming, bloody murder screaming. I thought, oh my God. You know what it was? A mouse in the dog food. Now, if she'd have had her way, she'd have called the exterminator, and he'd been here 15 minutes ago, and he'd cleaned out every nook and cranny of our house. And I said, wait a minute, I'll go get it. But I got one this morning, a live one this morning. Women are moved by their emotions. And now when we watch what's going on out in the American society, men have become womanly. Men are no longer able to rationally stand up and calm the emotional woman and say, honey, relax, we got it under control. We got it under control. I got it under control. Men aren't even taught to do that anymore. We have these sissy men out in the midst of these. We have these sissy white men who are going to be prime subjects to have their heads cut off, encouraging Muslims to come in. Am I wrong on this? Somebody help me. Am I wrong here? And see, it's happening in the church. It's happening in the church. The church wants to welcome everybody. Welcome them. Yeah, just a second, Roger. You want to welcome everybody in. But end abortion. Oh, no. No, no, no. Oh, yeah, come on in. You want to rape our daughter? Yeah, come on in. Come on. You don't know anything about America? Come on in. Oh, yeah, yeah. You want to make Allah king of the country? Oh, yeah, come on in. We got to stop killing babies. Oh, separation between church and state. No, no, no. Don't be doing that. We're so screwed up. Go ahead, Roger.
Well said. That's all I wanted to say. Well said. I think of the demographic videos we've seen over the last couple of months. It is clear, it is fact, Europe will be a Muslim nation in 25 to 30 years. What do the people here in America think is going to happen then? What do they think they're going to do with the nuke arsenal in Europe? Do you think they're going to stand by? And then they're embracing...
We can't save the ones we already have. We can't save the lost people we already have. We want to bring others. Oh, my. See, it's that great deception, isn't it? It's that great deception. And Trump has got this. Hey, guys, 20 years from now. What's 20 years from now? Today is 1737. Let's go 17 years. 2000. Let's go back to 2000. 17 years ago. That's a generation, basically. You imagine what's going to be like in 2034, 17 years from now. Can you imagine? I encourage my friend Elizabeth Johnson to make a video. I hope she does. You know, the latest one she made, JR, is now up over 6 million views. I don't know if you saw that or not. 6 million views. She's speaking to more people than Joel Osteen. I encouraged her. I said, listen, do a video on making the womb a weapon, weaponizing the womb, because it's exactly what the Muslims are doing. They are weaponizing their womb. They're producing and producing and producing. And 17 years from now, we're going to see it. We're going to see the fruits of it in this country if we don't stand up and push back against it now. I want to show you something here. Hey, Jared, pull this video up. Jared, the one that says women rants, women rants. I want you to see. We've talked about the Jezebel spirit on here, about the war on men, about men being sissified. We've talked all about all that stuff, right? Well, I just came across this. And I'm not going to show it all. Jared, let's start this at the 2 minute and 30 second mark. And I want you to watch what's going on with women and the effeminization of men who will not fight back against these women.
I don't have the link, Coach. It's the same as the
article. It says woman rant. It says woman rants.
It's the same link as the article.
Oh, I did do that, didn't I? Okay, you hang on a minute. I'm going to send it to you because I want us to see it. Hang on, Jared. I'm sorry when that happens. Sometimes I drop the ball here and all. Is this it? Yes, this is it. I don't know how I did that to you, bud. Sorry. And then when I send
you're looking, you're looking in a lot of cases, we're seeing as attacking as versus defending. We're going after people who are defending their righteousness, and shame on us.
Shame on us.
And they're the victims.
And we're just standing up. We're defending. We're just defending. We're the good guys. See, we're not the bad guys. We're the good guys. And I want to. This is worth it. Okay, I'm not going to watch. I had the whole thing queued up for you to look at, but I want you to watch. Hang on, Michael. I want you to see what they're doing to men and how men have been emasculated and how men act. Go ahead, Mike.
Coach, part of the problem is people have not learned how to express themselves. Without the expression of your feelings and things like that, you got to learn how to balance yourself out so that you can express something. Like they always say that men aren't supposed to cry. Well, I'm sorry. For the last 2 or 3 weeks, that's all I've done. But the point is I'm not less a man because I did. You have to learn how to put everything in perspective and learn how to express it. At the same time, learn how to find some balance in your life.
But right now, we're just emotional. We're just emotional. That's all we are, okay? Jared's got the video. This starts. I'm not going to play all this. I want you to watch this. And I want you to say, why does this woman feel she can act like this? And why are the men around her so damn sissified? Go ahead and play it, Jared. Start at the 2 minute and 30 second mark. I cut this one off. This was another rant a woman had. We're coming to a new one here in about 4 seconds.
Oh my God, you son of a...
This, right? All I did was go into the office of my apartment development, right? And they refused to give me the form. I'll talk about that in a minute. This guy walked into the office when I was there, and now here he is parked out here, right? stop stalking me, right? Don't ever stalk me again.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
About what?
Don't ever stalk me again.
I'm stalking you about
you.
What?
You. Laugh some more. Do it.
You're crazy.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Say to the camera that you're not stalking me.
I am not stalking you. I don't even know who you are.
Is that right?
That's right.
You want to give your name?
I do not need to. You want to give me yours? Yeah, I didn't think so. I have no idea who you are, lady. So, you know, you're dreaming. You think I'm stalking you. Good luck with that. Well,
keep talking, why don't you?
Man's not even allowed to be a man.
Did you just cough?
Here's another one.
What? Did you just cough at me?
No.
Did I hear you cough?
Look at that sissy man.
I coughed. Yes.
You did? Was it at me?
No.
Do you want to give your name?
No. I coughed because
yeah,
I have
so?
A cough.
Is that right?
You're crazy, lady.
Is that right? Am I really?
Yeah.
Maybe so, but I'm not a fucking liar, am I?
You want my name?
Yeah, sure.
It's Humongous.
Okay. Humongous what? Humongous what?
Humongous.
Humongous what?
Humongous.
Humongous what?
Humongous.
Humongous what?
That's what it is.
Humongous. Humongous what? Is that sexual harassment?
No, it's humongous.
Then why did you say that to
that's
me?
That's my name.
What? Humongous what?
Humongous what?
Humongous what? Is that sexual harassment? Is that what you just did when you said that to me?
What, humongous?
Why would you say that to me?
Yes, but my name.
Why would you say that to me?
Why would I say it to
why
you?
Would you say that to me?
Why would you ask me my name?
What? Humongous what? Humongous what? Humongous what? Humongous what? This person just spoke to me in a sexually harassing way.
I did not.
Yeah, he did. Oh, he said, yeah. He said, do you know what my name is?
No,
and I said
you
what?
Want my
and
name.
He said, humongous.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. This person just sexually harassed me.
I said I'm humongous.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Humongous what?
It's humongous.
So now you're... Humongous. So now you're actually pointing to yourself. You're actually pointing to your body parts. And you're actually pointing to your body parts and saying that you're humongous. You're actually doing that. And this is the person who just got interviewed as a pro-bunker person of color. As if you represent us. They're using you as a token, and then you speak to me in a sexually harassing manner. How dare you? How dare you? Disgusting! Disgusting!
You left them saying your daughter's lives matter, but
disgusting! You just abused a woman! You just abused a woman, and you have the audacity! You have the audacity to say that girls matter? How dare you?
Cut it off, Jared.
How dare you? You just.
This goes on for about 10 minutes. Do you see what's going on? Do you see what they have done to us? What they are doing to us? These wicked women, what they've done to us? And feminization, this guy, I'm sure this guy didn't go to church. But if he did go to church, he'd got down on his knees and apologized. I'm sure he would, for being misunderstood. It's exactly, that's that same spirit that's ruling America, see? The intimidating spirit is ruling America, and we're letting them get away with it. We're going to have to figure out what we're going to do here, my friends. How much time I got? Not much.
Dave, I don't care what the church does anymore. I care what we do.
That's what I'm saying too, man.
Let's go get them.
This stuff is crazy. This stuff is crazy. This stuff is crazy. And see, the only one, the only entity, the only organization that can oppose evils, us. We're it. We are it. We are the A-team. There ain't anybody else coming. Sorry, knocked my microphone off. There ain't anybody else coming. Look, the stands are empty. Is there anybody else coming? And they're going around. You know, hey, you ever been into an elementary school and watched the way teachers treat little boys, trying to turn them into little women? You go into the black community, 70% of the babies in the black community don't even have a daddy. And what do? They send them off to the school, and it's all women. When they get in trouble, they go see the principal. And what's the principal? It's a woman. So little black boys never have to stand up face to face with a man and give an account for his behavior. Never. Never. If we want to change America, we ought to flood our schools with men, male, macho elementary school teachers. That's what we ought to do. We ought to, this right wing watch. Here you go, baby. Here you go. If we don't wake up and make men men again in America, we ain't going to save this place. Not going to do it. Okay, I only got a few minutes left.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Victory begets victory.
Courage begets courage. You're right.
The left is basking in victory after victory, and we will never score a victory until we get in the game. We can't do it by sitting on the sidelines and praying.
So we got our wedge buster in the White House. Our wedge buster in the White House. Rich, has he opened the door for us, man? Has he opened the door for us or what? The church I'm talking about. See, guys, we have to go so far just to get back where we were. The last 8 years have been hell. We got some stuff we got to dig up. We got to clear some passage. We got to do some bulldozing. We can't just have things stay the way they are. We've lost so much ground. We've got to push back and push back now. Say, well, how does it do that? Well, we can go down there and stand with that guy down in Texas. Roger. Hey, Larry. Them sissy pastors ain't coming. They aren't coming. Okay, I got two things I want to show you. Huh? This is where I want to go down. Jared, play that Mel Gibson death scene. 4 minutes. Whatever happened to courage? What is courage? What does courage look like? This is great. Watch this.
It can all end right now. Peace.
Just give in. Just say you accept homos.
Cry out.
Just say you were wrong about abortion. That you're judgmental. Just admit it. Just admit it, you were wrong. Barabbas, Rich. Barabbas. Tell him you were wrong. Tell him you were wrong.
Just say mercy.
Beg for mercy. Say mercy. Give in, as friends are saying. Go ahead and give in. Give in.
The prisoner wishes to say a word.
Now they fillet him like a fish. That's pretty powerful. I don't know if you guys saw that movie and understood the significance of his wife who was there, who was raped, murdered. And, yeah, Jared, go ahead and play that. Men don't follow titles. They follow courage. Another Braveheart clip. I had another one I was going to play, but go ahead.
Inasmuch as you and your captains hail from a region long known to support the Balliol clan, may we invite you to continue your support and uphold our rightful claim.
Damn the Balliol clan!
Pastor's trying to control him.
Now is the time to declare a king.
And you're prepared to recognize our legitimate succession, are
you're
you?
The ones who won't support the rightful
king. Those were lies when you first spoke for the
king. That's true. I demand recognition of these documents.
These documents were lies when you spoke.
It's the law. Follow the law. The Supreme Court's ruled. We got to follow the law.
Sir William, where are you going?
We have beaten the English. But they'll come back. Because you won't stand together.
Well, what will you do?
I will invade England and defeat the English on their own ground.
Invade? That's impossible.
Why? Why is that impossible? You're so concerned with squabbling for the scraps from Longshank's table that you've missed your God-given right to something better. There's a difference between us. You think the people of this country exist to provide you with position. I think your position exists to provide those people with freedom. And I go to make sure that they have it.
Wait! I respect what you said, but remember that these men have lands and castles.
Yeah.
It's much to risk.
A lot of stuff, JR.
On the battlefield. Does he risk less? No. But from top to bottom, this country has got no sense of itself. Its nobles share allegiance with England. Its clans war with each other. Right? If you make enemies on both sides of the border, you'll end up dead.
We all end up dead. It's just a question of how and why.
I'm not a coward. I want what you want, but we need the nobles.
We need them?
Aye.
Nobles. Now tell me, what does that mean to be noble? Your title gives you claim to the throne of our country. But men don't follow titles. They follow courage. Now our people know you. Noble and common, they respect you. And if you would just lead them to freedom, they'd follow you. And so would I.
Men don't follow titles, they follow courage. Let me finish up with one more here. Jared, play the other one. Play the last one there. That famous rant that he has. Let this sink in, fellas. Hey, freeze it a second, Jared. Because Rich said it yesterday. The war's coming to us. Don't think it isn't. Don't think it isn't. Don't think it isn't. Trump can only block one guy. He can only knock one door down at a time. And when he does that, like a bunch of rats, they come running back in behind him. Listen to this.
William Wallace.
Can't be. We're tall enough.
That's what they say about me.
Kill my
Almighty says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute? For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks. This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Paul, the English are too many.
Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? No! We will run!
And we will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
That's a poignant picture right there, fellas. Even though we're not riding on horses and brandishing swords and spears and dirt all over our face, the truth of the matter is we are afraid to fight. Not all of us. Some say, Coach, what do we do? What is that? What do we do? What do we do? That's certainly part of our problem, part of our plan. But see, our problem is not that we don't know what to do, because we know what to do. The problem is we don't have the courage and the stamina it takes to do it. We love our lives too much. Oh, I got a message. Hang on here. I got to show you this. Well, you can't see behind it. They're counting on me. They're counting on us. And I believe that a time is coming, as George Patton said in that great speech that he gave in the movie Patton, when that time comes, when you put your hand in that goo that used to be your best friend's face, Patton said, when that time comes, you'll know what to do. And so I just pray and speak courage into all of us, because as much as I'd love to sit here and tell you that everything's going to come up roses and Trump's going to make America great again, the reality of it is it isn't going to happen. And the only way America's going to be great again is if we make America great again. One family at a time. Standing up, speaking against injustice, sin everywhere we see it. Be strong, be very courageous, be not afraid, be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. All power is given unto me both in heaven and earth. I give it unto you, and go you therefore into all the world, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and teach them to observe all I commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. What a battle cry that is. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.